This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to another and a special edition of Creative Impact. Now, this is a weekly series that focuses on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives in our community. We have creative people from all sorts of different industries that collectively make a difference in the quality of life that we live here in Washtenaw County and Southeast Michigan. Our partner for this endeavor is the Arts Alliance, and the president and CEO of that organization happens to be Deb Potter. And welcome back.
Yes, David. Hey, if we can do it, we get to congratulate ourselves, WEMU, and the creative community today.
That is right. We are celebrating our 100th guest today.
Absolutely. And it's an important guest. It is. And so 100 guests, that's really pretty outstanding. Arts advocates like me wait patiently, probably really impatiently, to hear influential leaders take action and place the arts at the center of their institutions and agencies. One of our local leaders, University of Michigan's President Mark Schlissel, recently did just that and took a stand. He announced a new arts initiative designed to, and I quote, unleash imagination and creativity at the University of Michigan and make it a leader in arts research, creation, education, and presentation. And here to tell us about it is one of the art team leaders appointed by President Schlissel, David Gere, Dean of the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU. Oh, I guess I should turn your microphone on. You know, maybe you'd like to join the conversation. And thank you for being our 100th ever guest.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for having me. And it's fantastic being number 100.
So tell us about President Schlissel's initiative and what led to this decision and where does he hope his vision to go?
First of all, I have to applaud President Schlissel for taking this bold and forward-looking action. I noticed in your introduction, you know, you talked about kind of waiting for things like this to happen, and I have to say I feel really fortunate to have arrived at the University of Michigan at this really critical juncture, this important juncture, the beginning of this initiative. And it's been incubating for a while. It began perhaps a year ago with some discussions between President Schlissel and some of the arts leaders on campus, including the deans of the respective colleges, music, theater, and dance, and then the Stamp School and the Talman School, and some of the other arts leaders as well, including UMS and UMA leaders. The initiative, as President Schlissel announced it, will begin a two-year startup phase during which the group that I just mentioned and the whole community will really envision how this initiative will take shape at the University of Michigan.
For those who are on campus and in the local community, we understand how strong the arts has already been at the University of Michigan. So as you ramp up through this two-year process, where do you expect it to go and how will it benefit the community beyond the borders of campus?
That's a great question. And it is true that the initiative builds on an extraordinarily strong base, but I think that the aspirations for this initiative are, in fact, all about not just elevating that base, but engaging the arts very broadly across campus and across the region. And so there are a number of different ideas that are in play here. One is the integration of the arts in the student experience across the entire university, which is a very bold goal. The other is to bring creators onto campus to help the University of Michigan envision how the arts in the context of this incredible university and this incredible larger arts ecosystem of which we're a part can do things that can't be done elsewhere. And then I think really there's the idea that we would like to be present in the community, Michigan in the world, you know, if you will. How can we, through the arts, impact our communities both locally, regionally, but also thinking nationally and internationally as well? So it's a far-reaching and ambitious initiative, for sure.
So you are really involved, of course, as the dean at SMTD, with the student experience and what you...
You know the inside jargon, SMTD.
SMTD, yes, I do. Sorry. School of Music, Theater, and Dance. So how do you see that, what you're already doing there at the school, expanding out to the non-arts and performance majors?
Well, the initiative will be a way for us to strengthen partnerships that are already very much part of our aspirations for the future. We are always looking for partners on campus to work with, and that includes those who work in other intellectual domains, other academic departments. I mean, we have a number of projects underway which are illustrative of this. I think you may have heard about the recent musical that was written by some of our students here in the musical theater department. around the opioid epidemic.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's an example where, you know, their work was deeply informed by the medical practice and experience of the their partners in the School of Medicine. And then, of course, what they bring to the table is the capacity to connect with people in a way that is really only possible through the arts. So those kinds of partnerships that I think deepen our connection to the university help us work in that transformative way to expand the message of the university are really important. But we also want to be deeply engaged with our communities. I mean, there's such a great mutual benefit between what we do in the arts units and the way we interact with other artists across the region, but also our audiences and the communities that we live
in. Sure.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside my co-host Deb Pollack, and our guest is Dave Geard. He is the Dean and Paul Boylan Collegiate Professor of Music at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. He's on the team for and talking about U of M President Mark Schlissel's intent to make the university a leader in arts research, creation, education, and presentation. And along those lines, Dean Geer, fact of the matter is, it takes investments, emotional investment, time investment, sweat equity, but it also takes a financial investment. Has the president's office revealed its intent yet about the resources and investments needed and how that will come about?
President Schlissel has committed central funds to support this startup phase that will enable us to create an infrastructure that will support the arts initiative and will also help to fund launch projects or projects that will happen that will show what this arts initiative might look like and will help build stakeholders and build enthusiasm around the possibility of the arts initiative. I think until we designed it, until we imagine what it really might be, I think we don't know what resources we will need, but we feel really supported centrally, and this, in fact, is new support. It's not support that's coming solely from the partners in the Arts Initiative, but it really is the president stepping up and supporting something that will influence and impact the entire university.
So you mentioned the community interaction, and as the director of the Arts Alliance, you have to know I'm really excited about that. How do you see the collective Creative Washtenaw community in engaging with assisting U of M to make this whole initiative very successful?
I think on a number of different levels. Those of us who are working on this are thinking about how this is going to roll out. We know that we're going to want to think with the whole community about the arts initiative. And so that, of course, involves all of us on campus, but I think it really has to involve those who are in the arts community more broadly. So I think that there will be an opportunity for engagement around how this takes shape. But we also know that the work we do has to have meaning in our community, and we would love for there to be a back and forth. I mean, we learn from those engagements. We hope we contribute to the communities that we live in. So I think it's kind of built into the fabric of what we're doing. The arts are all about communication, and if we're not communicating out into our community, then we're not doing a very good job at what we're doing. So I think in that sense, there will be a lot of opportunity. I would add that the University of Michigan, of course, is really committed to engagement in a very broad kind of way. So we take that as part of our mandate as we move forward with this initiative.
Well, you're about to celebrate your year anniversary at the University of Michigan, and congratulations on that. But as time passes by, you are in charge of helping set the foundation for this initiative and this endeavor. University presidents eventually change. What do you see must be in place to ensure that the U of M remains a leader in arts research, creation, education, and presentation when the next president steps into President Schlissel's seat?
Well, that's a really great question. And I think that the work we do in the next 2 years, the design that we create collaboratively with our community, with creative leaders from around the world, we hope that it is so distinctive and so engaging and so valuable, essentially, to the university that there will just be a forward motion that will be kind of undeniable, you know, or will be really broadly celebrated and recognized. So we really do believe as we jump into this that, as you mentioned earlier, that the assets that we have at the University of Michigan are so spectacular, so strong, that if we can just link them together in creative ways and link them to the larger enterprise of the university, that we will transform the university in a way that will be kind of unstoppable, we hope. I think it's all about the design that we create in the coming years and the success we have with our launch projects and with the initial projects from the Arts Initiative.
Well, we certainly hope for success, and we hope that President Schlissel's lead will inspire others to take such a step. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing this information and also being our 100th guest on Creative Impact.
Exactly. Thank you so much for that, sir.
My pleasure.
That is David Gear, Dean of the U of M's School of Music, Theater, and Dance. He's on the team for and talked about U of M President Mark Schlissel's intent to make the university a leader in arts research, creation, education, and presentation, building on an existing foundation. And Deb Pollack, we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely, with another couple of great creative leaders and artists.
Guests number 101 and 102.
Exactly.
Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to Creative Impact on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.